now back to the courts. And as we were reporting, a County Wicklow man has been jailed for 11 years for raping his foster daughter three or four times a week over 7 years. Diane Connor was in court. Diane, you were telling us before the line dropped that the victim in this case has waived her anonymity.
That's right. So we can now name Stephen Murray of Humphreystown, Ballymount, County Wicklow. The 56-year-old pleaded guilty to 14 charges of rape, two charges of oral rape and one charge of sexual assault between February 2009 and December 2015. Now, that plea was acceptable to the DPP on the basis they were sample charges. And Kelly Kemi and her two siblings began living with the foster couple who couldn't have children themselves when she was just 5 years old. And she said the abuse started when she was 11 years old, with an initial assault in the sitting room. And she said it went on to happening every three to four times a week. He would rape her in her bedroom until she was 18 years old. And she said she didn't say anything because she was worried about what would happen to her siblings. And she said the abuse stopped when she was 18, but a few years later, when she was 21, he sent her a text message asking to resume their sexual relationship. And at that point, she told her siblings and the Gardaí.
And what did she say in her victim impact statement, which was read out in court today?
Yes, she said in the statement actually earlier this week that the abuse feels like a life sentence, and she was still uncovering the ways the abuse has affected her life. And she said she was hurt in a way that no human should. And she said her teenage years were dark, that she felt numb and she didn't want to exist. But she did end in an optimistic note, saying she didn't want this abuse to define her and she was looking forward to the future. And she came out of court afterwards just in the last 20 minutes and she spoke to journalists outside, and this is what she had to say.
Today marks a small step in my fight for justice. I was a child let down by both Tusla and my foster parents. I would like to thank my two detectives, Laura Kavanagh and Dermot Tracy, for their work and dedication on this case. I would also like to thank my family and my friends for their support throughout this difficult time. While I live with this abuse for the rest of my life, some sort of justice was served today. I know firsthand how difficult it is to come forward as a victim, and I hope this verdict will be a ray of hope for all other victims of sexual abuse, and they may come forward and have the strength to find their own justice. I am happy with the sentence, and I do feel it is some sort of justice for myself, and I can finally move forward.
That's Kelly speaking outside the court today. Diane, what did the judge say in sentencing?
The judge said it was an egregious breach of trust and that the man had destroyed the family unit, betrayed his wife, and had obviously deeply, deeply harmed Kelly Kemi. He said he abused her and manipulated her every day of her childhood and did terrible damage to her normal development. And he was satisfied these multiple crimes, requested the headline a sentence of 17 years in prison. But he said he had to take a number of mitigating factors into account, that he pleaded guilty, that he showed remorse and had issued an apology and had no prior convictions. So he sentenced him to 12 years in prison for the rape, but he suspended the final year, so jailed for 11 years.
All right, Diane, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Diane Connor at the courts today.